Let's talk to Nick Ashbourne now, writer for the Toronto Blue Jays, for Yahoo and Sportsnet as well. Nick, thanks a lot for joining us. How are you today?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
So this is exciting. Coming down to it, Jays getting set to play the Yankees today. You know, this series just kind of – the whole season kind of hangs in the balance in this series here. If they go 2-1 best case scenario for that, and say you can kind of claw yourself your way back into this and chase down the Red Sox. Or actually, I'll put it this way. They're playing the Yankees here in this series, but are they chasing down the Yankees or are they chasing down the Red Sox?
I think they're chasing down the Yankees, realistically. I know the Red Sox have struggled over the weekend against the Yankees, and they might be literally closer, but if you look at the Red Sox schedule, they've got the Orioles and they've got the Nationals to close it out. So the Red Sox should do really well down the stretch. I mean, we can circle back on the weekend if something crazy is going on, but the opportunity right now is to take games from the Yankees. And the Yankees are also playing the Rays in their last series while the Blue Jays take the Orioles. So in theory, even if the Blue Jays win two games and they're only one from the Yankees, they're still in a decent spot to at least tie by the end of the year, because you got to think the Rays will take at least one from New York.
Now, for the Blue Jays to remain fully in control of their fate, they need to be able to sweep this Yankees team. Can you see the Blue Jays being able to do that? Or what game do you think would be the toughest for them to beat?
Yeah, it's going to be really hard to do that. They've done it before. It's not inconceivable. Really, Wednesday's game is going to be crucial, because that's the game that the Yankees are rolling out Gerrit Cole. He's their ace. You know, he's possibly the Cy Young winner, even though a lot of Blue Jays fans don't want to hear that. But that is a game where they are at sort of a pitching disadvantage. You know, Jose Berríos has been really, really good, but he's not on the same level as Cole, so they're going to really need some hitters to step up for them to win that game. That's the toughest one for sure. On Sunday, they have the advantage because they've got Robbie Ray going. The final game of the series on Thursday. And then today, this is the one that's a little bit of a toss-up, because you've got two pitchers coming back from the IL. Both of them have had up-and-down years, and it's hard to pin down who's got the advantage. But if you want to pinpoint one game where the Blue Jays are going to be in really tough to make this happen, it's going to be Wednesday.
I was going to just ask you about your level of concern with Hyunjin Ryu's start today.
Yeah, I mean, Ryu's past two starts have been, frankly, brutal. His season has not been quite what you'd imagine, especially compared to 2020 and after they signed that big contract to essentially be their ace. It's interesting because he's done well against the Yankees this season, and he profiles as the kind of guy who can shut down that lineup. Like, they've got a lot of big, strong right-handed hitters, and he's more of a finesse changeup guy, and I can see him messing up their timing, making it difficult for them to uncork the kind of big hacks that are going to get them the home run. But it can go in a lot of different directions, because we don't know how much did that neck strain affect him, how good is he feeling now. And he's going to be on a short leash. If things go sideways in kind of the second or third inning, I don't think Charlie Montoya is going to hesitate to possibly call in the bullpen, because he has not really earned the benefit of the doubt in his recent appearances.
Talking to Nick Ashbourne of Sportsnet and Yahoo, Blue Jays writer. Okay, so you mentioned really quickly there that Gerrit Cole, you know, likely a Cy Young favorite as well. We've had this debate of Ohtani versus Vladdy. Even in this very good season for the Blue Jays, where they might get to 91, 92 wins, and we know what the run differential, it's been such a successful, fun year, but will they get shut out when it comes to awards?
I think the MVP, I don't want to say that that's done and dusted necessarily, but realistically what Ohtani has done is so unusual. And it's not just a novelty thing. It's not the fact that he hits and pitches, it's that he does both at such a high level. And I know when you line up his stats next to Vladdy's, when you're talking about hitting, Vladdy's been significantly better. But Ohtani's been kind of like a number two quality starter as well. And then he saves his team another roster spot. And I think the idea that a player has to come from a winning team or a playoff team to be named MVP is a little bit old-fashioned. That'll hold sway for some voters, but I'd be surprised if Ohtani doesn't win it. Ray and Cole really could be a bit of a toss-up. Like, their numbers are very, very similar. Ray's got a little bit more quantity. He's a little bit better on the ERA side. Cole's a little bit better on a per-inning basis. That one is close enough that what happens in this series could have an effect. I don't think voters are going to be swayed in terms of, like, Ray brought his team to the playoffs and Cole didn't, but if, you know, if Ray has a great start and Cole gets blown up by the Blue Jays, it's close enough that that could factor in. So if you want to hold your hat on one of them, I'd say Ray's got the chance, and he'll have to come up with some good outings down the stretch to make it happen.
Talking to Nick Ashbourne about the Toronto Blue Jays, focusing back on what this series looks like as we get set for this three-game set versus the Yankees, George Springer has kind of gone through some struggles, but last two games, homers. Getting him, you would hope these last two games kind of feel like you're getting set for the closing of this season and you're getting hot at the right time. Are we going to see a Springer of what we've seen the last two games or the previous nine before that?
I think the Blue Jays need to feel pretty good about where Springer is right now. You know, he had a stretch of games where he was frankly hurting the team. Like, he was eating up that leadoff role, not doing anything with it. And then he was the DH too, so he's kind of preventing other guys from getting rest, keeping other guys out of the lineup. He was an anchor for a little bit. And, you know, two games isn't necessarily enough to say, oh, he's feeling 100%. He is still battling, but it seems like he's feeling better. He's played center field. He's made some nice catches in center field, which is encouraging in terms of where his lower body is at. He's also coming off a rest day before he heads into the series. So it's, you know, it's hard to guarantee anything, and the Yankees have great pitching, but you got to feel a lot more confident about what George Springer is going to bring today than you did even 4 or 5 days ago.
Now, I always like to ask Blue Jays insiders about Alek Manoah because I personally saw him play through the system here as a former Vancouver Canadian. Now, he has far less pro experience than most pitchers being placed in the meaningful positions he's been. He made the leap from, like, an unproven rookie to essentially an MLB game starter. What is it about his game that's impressed you the most?
Yeah, I mean, Manoah's journey is pretty crazy. And you think, oh, he only logged 35 innings in the minor leagues total before he came to the majors. And that's, I wouldn't say that's unheard of, but that's really low. And the fact, you know, 2020 was a bit of a different year for everyone for a variety of reasons. And so he did his work not literally in the minors, and that changed things a bit. He's been fantastic. I mean, he's been as good as they possibly could have expected. I think that there was a bit of a perception that he was kind of this big, you know, we know how big and strong he is and that he was this power pitcher. And he can dial it up pretty hard when he needs to. What's really impressed me is that slider he has. And when it's going, we saw it against the Tampa Bay Rays when he had that 10-strikeout game. The movement on that pitch is truly outstanding. So when he's got that fastball that's good enough to keep people honest, some of the swings he can create in guys, he can make people look truly ridiculous with that other pitch. And when the other stuff comes along, like the changeup is still developing, like his ceiling is right up there. I think that when he came up, you expected maybe he'd be someone who holds down a spot at the back of the rotation, gives you solid innings, and you don't worry when he's on the mound. And he's become, in very short order, a guy that you're excited to see on the mound every time it's his turn in the rotation.
Well, Nick, we'll leave you with this one. So there's six games remaining, three against the Yankees, as we know, they get going in about an hour and a half. Will they make it? Will the Toronto Blue Jays be playing a wild card game?
Oh, I mean, the popular thing would be to say yes. I think would say no. Let me cut you something right in between. I say that they make it to a game 163. So they tie the Yankees by the end of the stretch, and then I'll make no promises on whether they win 163, but I say that they take it one step further because I can see them winning 2 out of 3 against the Yankees at home, and I can see them sweeping the Orioles, and I think that will be good enough to force a 163.
Does it matter that all 6 of these games are at home?
I mean, the fact that they've got the fans in and they've increased the capacity can only help. A lot of these players are so young and so new to the majors, at least their kind of core, that they don't have a lot of experience, you know, playing in front of the Toronto fans. So I think it's really exciting for a lot of these guys. It brings the energy up. We know this team is a loose team, a team that likes to have fun. So they're not a very buttoned up team, so they might embrace that sense of fun a little bit more than some other teams might, and that could give them a little bit of an edge.
All right, he is Nick Ashbourne from Sportsnet and Yahoo. Nick, thanks a lot for the time.
Thanks for having me on.